everyone, and welcome to Commissioner Cast, episode 101. Welcome to Unit Service. This podcast is intended for new unit commissioners and scout leaders who are considering becoming a unit commissioner. My name is Kendra Delmar, and I have the pleasure of speaking with Mr. Larry Chase, National Commissioner Service Chair. Larry, before we get into the roles and goals of a unit commissioner, can you tell us a little bit about the history of commissioner service?
Now, Kendra, you didn't tell me you had a pop quiz for me today. It's a rich history. It's one that dates to the earliest days of scouting, whether we want to talk about scouting in England with Baden-Powell or here in the United States. Today, we ask our commissioners to be the heart. In 1910, they literally were. As our movement was getting started here, it was apparent that some form of leadership was needed to provide consistency and to recruit leaders, to enable training, and to help build scouting locally. So volunteers, and they were called commissioners, filled that role. As the movement grew, some areas built a financial foundation that allowed them to pay their commissioners. And as growth continued, some councils were able to add full-time paid leadership, scout executives. Other councils continued to provide leadership through volunteer commissioners. That shared heritage of commissioners and paid professionals in scouting is why still today only commissioners and commission professionals in the BSA share the wreath of service in the design of their position patches. Does that answer your question?
It does. That's a really solid history. Thank you. For our listeners who are new unit commissioners and those who are still kind of thinking about it, what would you say is the primary role of a unit commissioner?
That one's simple. We ask our commissioners to build relationships. Relationships that are based on respect and on candor and on trust. Those kinds of relationships enable our unit commissioners to be the best resource our unit leaders have. They enable candid conversations about the unit's strengths as well as its needs, and building plans to address those needs. Commissioners build networks, and through their network of other volunteers and professionals, they can provide access to resources that our unit leaders need and get timely answers to their questions. One of the best ways that a unit commissioner can build a relationship is to candidly answer a question with, "I don't know the answer to that," but then commit that they'll get the answer and do it timely. And if they build a pattern of doing that, that helps build that relationship that we're looking for. Our vision for unit service is that every member of the BSA has a great scouting experience. That enables our units to attract and retain both youth members and adult volunteers. It enables them to serve more youth better through scouting. Being a unit commissioner isn't the easiest job in scouting, but it is one of the most important, and it's one of the most rewarding. So if I captured your interest, I'm sure there's a way for which you'd be a great commissioner.
It really does sound rewarding. I have heard that there are some unit leaders out there that kind of view commissioners as the council police or district spies. That doesn't sound like what you just described, though.
And it's not. And you've been reading history somewhere. It's a great question. In scouting, we do our best to learn from our experiences, and that's an important skill that we teach the youth that we serve. Our approach to unit service has changed. Yes, there was a time when unit commissioners were asked to visit, to observe, and to report. And we trained them to attend unit meetings and assess performance. And we even coached them not to make notes while attending meetings and then to share their observations with the district team. Those of us who were unit leaders at the time knew exactly what was going on. We knew that our unit was being evaluated. And that was the source of the comment about council police and district spies. Some good things did happen. Some unit commissioners built those effective relationships and were viewed as a resource. But too often, we didn't communicate the value of our district volunteers to those unit leaders, and we just plain missed opportunities to help units as a result. That's part of the reason that today we train commissioners to first build those relationships that will enable open and candid discussions with their unit leaders, and to focus on helping them provide them with the resources needed to deliver the best possible scouting experience for their members.
That really does sound so important, and it sounds like you were able to take that and turn it into a positive learning experience.
Let's hope.
So tell me, what does a unit commissioner do?
They do a lot more than just visit meetings. Scouting's program remains its heart. It's what attracts and retains the youth members and the adult volunteers in the units. Our districts and our councils and our service territories and our national organizations all add value. But scouting's success rests on its units. And our commissioners serve those units. That's why it's more important today than ever that they be the heart of scouting. Today, we talk about contacts rather than visits. Unit commissioners are most effective at building relationships and supporting those units when they share different experiences with the unit volunteers and even the youth members. Visiting unit meetings is certainly one opportunity, but so are attending unit committee meetings, stopping by a campsite at a camporee or a summer camp, lending a hand at a service project, or having lunch or a cup of coffee with a unit leader. Even a chance meeting at the local supermarket or the hardware store can lead to a productive contact that strengthens relationships. Commissioners are the voice of the youth that scouting serves. Commissioners need to fully engage with units to understand what both the youth members and the adult volunteers think, so that they can provide our district and our council leadership with the benefits of their contacts so they can help deliver scouting's promise. Unit commissioners work collaboratively with unit leaders to assess strengths and needs and develop plans to address the unit so it really can ensure that every one of its members has a great scouting experience. Telling unit leaders what to do doesn't work. It's like pushing a rope, and pushing a rope is an inherently frustrating and unproductive experience. Unit commissioners answer questions. They may not always know the answers, but they can use that network they build of resources to find it and to get the unit leaders the information they need.
Great, what a solid foundation and dedication to finding the answers. It's nice to hear. So Larry, what would you like to say to someone who's considering becoming a unit commissioner or to someone who's recently joined the team?
I'd like them to think about why scouting exists. It exists to make our communities and our nation and our world better through service to youth. That work is done in our units. And again, it's the program that our units deliver that attracts youth and unit leaders to scouting and retains them. You know, today in scouting, we use the word sustain a whole lot. And I'm not sure that we all have a good understanding of what it really means. My friend, Mr. Webster, tells me that sustain means to provide what is needed for something or someone to exist or to continue. Commissioners help sustain our units. They help them be successful. They help ensure that every member of the BSA has a great scouting experience. They help deliver scouting's promise. We've long said that scouting is a game with a purpose. That goes all the way back to BP himself in the early days in England. Commissioners play an impact game. Too often, we overlook the potential impact of an effective commissioner. Scouting literally changes lives of the youth it serves and also of our volunteers and of our professionals who deliver Scouting's promise. That's impact. And that's why I'd like people who are thinking about unit service to think about that. And that's why today we invite and we challenge our commissioners to be the heart, to build relationships, and to change lives.
Wow, that is so meaningful. And this has been such an illuminating conversation. Larry, thank you so much for your time today. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us today. And thank you for all you do to support Scouting. This was Commissioner Cast, Episode 101, Welcome to Unit Service. For district commissioners, there is a discussion document available on the website.